Welcome to Getting Clear on the Bones of the Business, part of your Setting Up Shop recordings. I am here with Gretchen Pisano, and this is Nona Jordan. And in this recording, we are going to be talking a little bit about more about the money piece. So every author begins their story with a cast of characters and a sketched out plot line. This exercise we're going to take you through is just that. It is what makes up the bones of your business. You're going to be layering on muscle, brains, heart, and soul as you progress through your training. But every great story starts somewhere. The bones of your business includes how you set up your workspace, establish your business structure, organize your financials, and solidify the agreements you set up with your clients, financial and otherwise. This model is about beginning with the end in mind. It is not to say that the end won't change. In fact, we absolutely expect that it will. But this tool is a great method to set your initial intentions and to use periodically to look and see if it's working. That is, are your financial results aligning with how you're putting energy out and how it's coming back to you through your income? So, hello, Gretchen.
Hi, Nona. That was a great intro.
Well, thank you. So we are going to be going through the goal setting coaching practice worksheet. We are going to be talking about some of the case studies. So Gretchen, do you want to set us up with the formula, so to speak, for this particular piece?
Yep, I would be really happy to. So as a self-employed person for 19 years now and always in the consulting or coaching professions, it's always been important to me to have good balance between the time that I'm spending in what I would describe as my personal life with my family and my children in particular, and the time I'm investing in work. And so when we first started working with this model, it's really straightforward, right? I mean, it basically comes down to your rate times the amount of time you're going to put in is equal to the total amount of money you're going to make in any particular endeavor. Now, the tricky part of that is rates can vary, whether you're talking about whether you're charging by the hour or by the class or by the day. As time can vary if you're talking about whether you're talking by the hour or by how often you want to be working in a week or over the course of a year. And all of that has implications to what you're going to make at the end of the year. But the bones of it is this money for minutes model, so to speak, where it's rate times time equals your annual gross revenue. And that's what this little recording is meant to do, is kind of help walk people through how you start thinking about each one of those variables and how you can solve for one when you know the other two, and how you can experiment moving them around to get a good idea of what you, how you want to set your intentions, what you want to accomplish, both financially and for what amount of time you want to invest.
Yeah, I'm reminded as you're talking about this, Gretchen, of something that fellow master coach Pam Slim often says, and I repeat frequently to my clients, which is life first, business second. And in fact, Jonathan, what's his last name? I can't remember, but he's like a big luminary in the business arena, the entrepreneur arena, but he just came out with a quote this week that was basically, to measure the success of your business, look at the quality of your life. And, you know, I really feel like using this model helps coaches make really good decisions about pricing, about how much time they're going to devote, given the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. Right? So, I would love to hear a little bit about how you've used this in your coaching practice and how it's benefited you. How has it been useful for you?
Well, it has, yes, I definitely use it, and I've used it many times over. So in the beginning, when my, in particular when my twins were born, my time variable became much more constrained, voluntarily constrained. And so when you look at that, when you think about the three variables in this, right, the amount of money you're going to charge for your time, and then how much time you have available, and then how much you want to make, I use the equation to get really clear. If I know that the amount of time that I have to dedicate to this just changed because I now have twins, then here's how much time I've got. And I know that because I have twins and still the old life that I had before I had the twins, I need to make a certain amount of money to maintain mm-hmm. that life, right? So right. the equals annual gross revenue wasn't going to change. So then what I was able to do was refine the time bucket so I could say this is exactly how much I want to work, hold the annual gross revenue bucket where I wanted it to be, and I could see exactly what I needed to get my rates to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess the bottom line with that is I had a big life change, and when that happened, obviously impacted my business, and I was able to use this model to reset my intentions, which really honored the time I wanted to be able to be at home with my kids.
That's fantastic. I love that. I love that. That's such a great example. And I'll just add that, I come from an accounting background, and so I love looking at numbers, and I find them very valuable. I look at this equation, which I use something similar with my clients, but I look at it as a way to take our intentions, our bigger, like, I want to serve the world and I want to do work I love and I want to make a good living doing it. I look at this particular equation as the financial reflection of that, a way to look at the money and connect it to the greater intention. And of course, you know, when we're looking at the time piece and the rate piece and the income piece, it's all variable, it's all flexible, and it will change over time. And so I actually look at these numbers in my own practice. I look at it probably quarterly because I go, okay, well, what's working, what's not, you know, what, you know, how is this all lining up? Is there part of this equation that is really needing to be changed given what's happening in my life and in my business? So I have just found this to be such a valuable tool.
Yeah, and you know, Nona, that also makes me think about the range of possibilities, right? So when we often have coaches first entering a field, they may be coming from a place where they already have an established practice, and they just want to get an idea of how much revenue they could realistically add to their existing practice. You might have somebody who's coming out of having not been working for 10 or 15 or 20 years and really, really has no idea of what's possible. So I think the equation helps to begin to experiment with and make a little bit more elastic mm-hmm. how big or small you're dreaming, right? It can kind of point out, well, wow, I'm dreaming really small over here. I could get so much bigger.
Right.
And I like that idea as well in terms of how to use it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So what we're going to do now is Gretchen is going to coach me. I'm going to become Anna in our scenario number two. And Gretchen is going to coach me through coming to the rate time annual gross coaching revenue model that works for me. So she's going to help me get clear on the bones of my business as Anna.
Yep. And Nona, just to be really clear, mm-hmm. This tool has really been designed to help our cadets get clear on the bones of their business, not as a coaching tool in and of itself.
Oh, that's a great point. Thank you for pointing that out. That is absolutely true.
Right? So like if you're a money coach, like an awesome money coach like Nona, it really might be that this is the type of coaching tool that you're using. But the way in which we're introducing it here is for our cadets to help set intentions as it relates to building and growing their coaching practices.
That's exactly right. And when I say tool, I also am talking about, know, something that you can use on an ongoing basis to see and respond to what's going on in your life and your business. So, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So, class, what you need to know about Anna is that she is just starting out with her coaching practice. She's been at home for the last 10 years with her kids, so this is really a brand new business venture for her. As of right now, she's thinking of coaching part-time during school hours. And so, Anna, a.k.a. Nona, Anna, as we begin to think about the intentions that you want to set for approaching your coaching practice, would you like to set these intentions for year one, or do you want to go a little further out?
I would like to set them for the first year.
Okay. All right. So what do you know do you want to be true in this first year as it relates to how you run your work in your life?
Well, with my kids' schedules, I know that I only really want to be working 4 days a week. I really need Friday to be free. To volunteer at the school and go grocery shopping and do all of that stuff I need to do that I want to do during the week and not on the weekends. So that is the first thing. I really, really only want to do 4 client sessions a day. My husband gets a lot of vacation, and we like to travel during the summer. So I am really wanting 6 weeks of vacation every year. And I would love to gross $20,000 my first year, my first full year in practice.
Okay. That would feel, so can you connect to the feeling of what it'd be like to bank $20,000 the first year doing what you love while your kids are in school and still getting to vacation with your family every day you want to?
Oh, my gosh. That's like a party. I just feel like throwing a little dance party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So here's what I got. So we know you want 6 weeks of vacation per year. We know you want to work 4 days a week. You're thinking you want to do about 4 client sessions a day. Are you thinking each of your client sessions will be about an hour?
Is that normal?
Yeah, generally speaking, an hour is normal. I would say industry standard is 1 hour every other week for whatever the period of the coaching agreement is. I would also say that you would want to plan in what I call grace around that. So I schedule my clients every hour and a half, so I allow 30 minutes of grace so that I have time to end the session on a nice pace and time to kind of breathe in between clients and reset for so I'm going clear into the next one. So I think an hour is about right with a buffer in between.
Okay, yeah, I have 6 hours. I think I could do that, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, great. And then you'd like to gross $20,000. So if we just take the equation rate, so let's think of the first variable as rate. Is that known or that's a question mark?
Yeah, I have no idea. How do I choose a price? I don't know.
Great. Well, we're going to figure that out right now. So we know rate. Time, we have some information that we can use to figure out, but right now we're not going to quite fill that in yet. And so we're going to go to the back end of the equation, which is the gross annual, and you said 20,000, right?
Yes.
Okay. So right now it looks like a blank box times another blank box equals 20,000. Now, we have to figure out at least one of those blank boxes to be able to solve for it. So because you're pretty clear on how many days a week you want to work and how much vacation you want to have, we're going to fill in the time box. Okay?
Okay.
So we know there's 52 weeks in the year, and you said you want to have 6 weeks of vacation, correct?
Yes.
So that would equal 46 work weeks in a calendar year. You tracking?
I'm tracking.
Okay. So just kind of write down 46. Now, you said you want to average about working 4 days a week because you want Fridays to be clear for whatever kind of life commitments you want to do, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just do the math to figure out how many days per year that means. And all of this is beginning with, we've already taken the 6 weeks of vacation out, so we already know that's reserved, preserved, yours for the taking, okay? So you're going to take the 46 work weeks you have, and you're going to multiply that by 4 days, okay?
Okay.
So 46 times 4 gives you 184 work days in your year. Okay. So not in the calendar year now, it's in your working year. Does that make sense to you?
It totally makes sense.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got 184 days available to you in your work year and you want to see 4 clients per day, right? We said 4 sessions per day. You can multiply the 4 per day times the 184 days available to you. And you can see that you can do 736 client sessions per year, allowing for 6 weeks of vacation and every Friday off.
Okay.
Are you tracking?
Mm-hmm.
So now if you go back up to your equation, you have the rate box is still empty, but now you can fill in the time box in terms of client sessions. So you would write 736 client sessions there.
Okay.
So now if you know you want to make $20,000 and you know you can do 736 sessions in a year and take 6 weeks of vacation and every Friday off, then the way to figure out your rate is by dividing the total amount you want to make by the total number of sessions you can do. So we're going to take the 20,000 and we're going to divide that by 736. Make sense?
Absolutely.
So when we do the math on that, it comes out to $27.17. To make it easy, we're going to round that up to $28. So now you know that to make $20,000 in your first year, with 6 weeks of vacation and every Friday off, working 4 days and seeing 4 clients a day, you need to charge $28 a session. How does that, so like put that $28 on your body compass.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that you are putting your energy out into the world, engaging with your clients in the same way that you've been engaging with some of your practice clients over the course of your training. And does that $28 feel like it's in alignment with the energy you're putting out in the world and what you'd like to receive back as energy in the form of money and compensation?
No, that feels really low to me.
Yeah, okay. So let's just try. So if I said to you, okay, Anna, so how about you start out charging $128 a session? How does that feel?
Oh, that makes me feel really uncomfortable. It feels really, really way too high.
Okay. So we know 128 is way too high, and we know that 28 is too low. Do you have a sense of somewhere between 28 and 128 where it feels comfortable to you, where it sits on your body compass in alignment, where you can get to a core of peace as you imagine yourself telling a client, this is how much my sessions cost?
You know, the number that really would feel so good to me and that I could really, I feel like I could say out loud to my potential clients would be $50 an hour.
Okay. Okay. So try that on for size for a second. So pretend I'm a new client and I'm been really curious. You know, hey, Anna, I heard through the parent organization at school that you're a coach and I'm super curious about that and I'd like to work with a coach. How much does it cost to work with you?
Well, it costs $50 an hour to work with me, and I typically book packages of 6 sessions for $300.
All right. How's that feel?
I like it.
All right. Okay, so let's take the $50 figure and put it back into the equation and see what changes, okay? Now, we're not going to change your time. You're still going to get your 6 weeks of vacation. You're still only going to work 4 days a week. You're still only going to see 4 clients a day. We're not changing any of that. So we're going to keep that 736 client sessions exactly as it is, and we are going to multiply that times 50 now. So if you do $50 times 736 clients, what does that mean you'll gross in a year?
That will be $36,800.
Wow. How does that feel?
That would be amazing.
All right. So that's the way that it works. And as you, so now what you've been able to do over the course of this last 10-minute exercise is get clear on the time you want to be sure to preserve and protect, to commit to the quality of your day-to-day minutes, right, with your life, your family, and your work. You've been able to get really clear on what feels too low and what feels too high and what feels exactly right to your body compass in terms of how you want to charge for your work and what you're putting out into the world. And bonus, you actually saw that your dream could just get so much bigger and still be easily within your grasp.
The other thing that I see here is that by charging $50 an hour, that actually gives me some breathing room, because $20,000 would feel really good. So if emergencies come up, or if it takes me a little bit longer to build up to the full number of clients, I'm going to feel really good about $50 an hour and bringing in that income.
Which raises another point, right? So your other big question is, okay, so if I'm going to do 736 clients, then how many clients does that mean I need to have in my practice, right? So the easiest way to do that is to, because clients generally see their coaches on a biweekly basis, meaning 2 times a month, the easiest way to do that is to be able to figure out from a per-month basis how many you would need to see. So if you take your 736 clients, you would want to divide that by 10.5 months, so not by 12, right, because your working year is 10.5 months because we're taking your 6 weeks out for vacation. Does that make sense?
It totally does.
Okay. So if you take your 736 clients and you divide that by 10.5 months, you get approximately 70 clients per month, meaning 70 client sessions you need to do per working month. And because most of your clients you'll be seeing 2 times a month, you need half that many in your practice at any given time. So you want to aim for around 35 clients in your practice at any given time. Now, there may be some times where it's less. It could potentially be some times where it's more, and you would just adjust as you go. But to your point, you've just seen you have some breathing room in there. So if you started out with less, you know you still have a really good chance of hitting that comfy 20,000. You can build up over time. If you got really busy and you're starting to feel like you were compromising some of the time that you put out for yourself, like say you started working Fridays, then you could notice that your client load had gotten a little bit bigger than you wanted it to and start putting people on a waiting list.
Absolutely. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Gretchen.
All right. You're welcome. So we'll transition out of case study and back into Nona and Gretchen talking about how the model works and what's available to you. Nona, so role-playing that, any additional thoughts you want to put out there as coach?
Well, one of the things that I think can be really helpful, especially when you're first starting out, is instead of looking at it on a yearly basis, really ratcheting it back and looking at it on a month-to-month basis. Because sometimes looking at the big gross revenue number can feel really overwhelming, like how am I ever going to get there? So to learn how to make $20,000 a year, first you have to learn how to make, you know, $500 a month and then $1,000 a month. So I really found it helpful for me. And for, you know, I had an annual number in mind when I first started, but really pulling back my attention to what was happening in this month that was right in front of me was really, really helpful for me mentally. So I didn't feel overwhelmed by that number that I wanted to reach for the year.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. And I think it's really important because I know that it's funny when we talk about thresholds, right? Like, oh, no, that's way too low or that's way too high. Like I can remember in my line of work where a $20,000 project was a really big project.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I grew, my frame of reference grew, and then I could see where, you know, oh, if this is a $150,000 project, or in more recent years, getting closer to getting used to saying this is a $500,000 project is like, I would never have been able to do that back in the day. And somebody said something to me the other day about, you know, really, let's be thinking about a multi-year, multi-million dollar project. And my body compass was like, woo! Like, you know, like, whoa, can't go there kind of a thing. And then I was stopped and asked myself, like, well, why not? Like, what would it be like if you did?
Right. Right.
So it grows.
Yeah, there's a process of becoming comfortable with generating income. And getting comfortable with bigger and bigger income amounts. And, you know, I think that even you can be comfortable receiving money in a corporation. and then when it comes to starting your own practice and your own business, it can feel really big to even say, okay, I'm gonna invite in $50 an hour just for showing up and being me and coaching.
Right.
So, you know, it's a process, and you can yep. certainly speed that process. And I highly recommend playing at your edge, you know, like going to the very maximum rate that you can be comfortable with and really pushing that envelope so you can get comfortable with bigger and bigger amounts of money, just like you were talking about.
And, you know, Nona, to your point about when you're transitioning or however it is you're transitioning to charging for yourself or putting your own kind of rate down, one of the things I've noticed in all the work I've done around strengths is that when you're using a strength, meaning a naturally occurring way of thinking, feeling, and doing, the using of that strength is intrinsically rewarding. It's the reward in and of itself. And for many coaches, if not all, that are called to the work, that's what it feels like to coach somebody. It feels so rewarding. You can't believe that you would get paid for it.
Right.
And what people end up doing, and not just in the coaching world, in any kind of an environment where something comes easily to them, they tend to think they should give that away for free. When in fact it's the thing that should have the highest value on it because it's the thing that you're built to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Absolutely.
So,
and it happens to be the thing that probably has the highest value
yeah.
for the people who you're working with. You
yeah.
know, it is the thing that can really, that you can transform people's lives with. So,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
So I think where you could, for the cadets listening, where you go from here is that, there are, in your packet, in your resource packet, there are three case studies. One of them is the one that Nona and I just walked through. There are two other ones, just in the hopes that one of the three would hit close to home and you relate it to your own framework. So those would be worth taking a look at. And then you'll listen to one or both of the Setting Up Shop recordings, depending on where you are in establishing and building your practice. And then we would recommend that you keep this Bones of the Business model, this goal-setting model, close to you so that you might take another look at it after you do the Bringing Your Practice to Life class. You may want to look at it again after you've done your Getting Your Practice into the World class. And then, again, as Nona had said earlier in the recording, quarterly, for that first year for sure, as your practice is evolving and you're playing around with these different variables in there. So that's what we've got for you. That's all I've got anyway. Nona, anything?
I would I would just add one more place that this can be super valuable when you're looking at creating any sort of programs, even if that's down the line for you. Looking at how much time you're going to invest, and what rate you're going to charge and how many people, you know, it adds another variable, but how many people you're intending to have in the program. So you can use this not for annual growth coaching revenue, but to look at, the programs and whether it's really the energy that you're going to put out is going to be compensated appropriately. And again, using your body compass. I use this all the time when I'm looking at, programs and with clients. Cause sometimes something that feels like a great idea, when you actually bring it down and you look at the numbers, it's like, oh, yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is, you know, so it's such a useful model in so many situations.
Great. I agree.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Gretchen. And cadets, we look forward to seeing you on the forum and hearing your questions about this.